Good afternoon again, everybody. It is the Bob and Jeff Show with the three-man booth today. Jason Duda in with us, Bob and Jeff, for the next couple of hours. The final day of producing engineering for Andrew Fry, who stepped in admirably for Max Power the past couple of weeks. We're going to be sorry to see Andrew go.
Surprised he made it 2 weeks. I thought he'd get tired of us and move on.
Well, you're difficult to deal with.
That's right.
I've made it easy, as easy as I can be for Andrew. How you doing, dudes?
Fine. Thanks for asking.
That's it?
Yeah.
How many beverages had you had when you called in for picks yesterday?
17.
Where?
I don't know. I had 17 beverages. I was at a soccer game.
Well, that's not a very good way to watch a soccer
game.
Was that
a tennis game?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I had a lot of beverages.
I know you did.
Well, that is probably a pretty good way to watch a soccer game.
Probably the best way.
I can't wait till you get out.
I can assume.
Can't wait either. Only 20 more days.
People were talking about it in the stands.
20 more days till
don't
I see.
Don't tell him that.
They were.
No, they weren't.
There were people that listened to the show that were asking about it when I was over there. That's a true statement.
That bothers Jeff.
No, it doesn't bother me. It bothers me that you take such glee in it.
Then that's bothering you, right?
No. The fact that people did it doesn't bother me. The fact that...
How am I taking glee in it?
I know you. Stop it. Just assume from now on that everything that I say about you is true. Okay?
Would you buy into that?
Buy into what?
Do you think everything Jeff says about me is true? Do you think
I don't.
He had to think about it.
And I don't think, because I'm thinking, then I was like, does everything Bob say about Jeff, do I think that's true? And I was
but he doesn't know me like I know him.
Oh, no, I only raised him.
I know you inside and out, back and forth, front and back, everything.
Just yesterday you said nobody knows me.
What's his favorite color?
No, I'm saying you don't let other people. His favorite color is blue.
Wrong, red.
Who likes red?
Blue is right. What's my favorite? What's another one of those where you ask on a first date? What's your favorite song?
Your favorite song is Heart of the Matter.
Yeah. Although
that was the one you ranked number one on your top 100 list.
But man, that's even when you do it objectively, there's a certain amount of subjectivity to that. Even when it's your own list. It's like, okay.
It is only subjective.
Today, that's my favorite song. But tomorrow, it may not be. It's a moving target.
Yeah, but your favorite song is your favorite song, right? It's not a song that you just catch today and, oh, that's my favorite song today. Your favorite song is your overall favorite song.
I would agree with that. But it still makes it tough.
It is tough.
But anyway, you don't know me.
I'm pretty sure I do, but it's all good, man.
And none of us know Duda.
I think we do know Duda. That's the whole thing about Duda. We think there's something deeper inside there, but it's been proven over the years that
there's not.
If there was going to be something, it would have come out by now, right?
I think so. After
there's
what
something
eight
to that.
Years of this. No, this is it. This is what you
if
get.
If you were that smart and able to hide your entire personality for that long. You'd be
isn't that something
curing diseases out there somewhere.
I probably could.
Who knows what you're capable of?
Not much,
really. What do you mean, not much?
I'm not capable of much. Just getting through the day.
Well,
wake up in the morning. Here we go.
I hate this. I hate that.
What?
With every part of my being.
Misty's laughing at you.
Good. I get up in the morning, put my pink on.
Get up in the morning.
Well, if that's what makes him happy, then hey.
Well, I'm fine with him being happy.
Go to work, get stuff done, go take care of the kids, go watch some sports.
Take care of the family.
Go to sleep, make dinner. Good day.
Hopefully not in that order, but.
Sometimes.
Any deeper thinking? Any, like with the election upcoming here, you don't vote because you're an American citizen now.
No, he's not.
No,
you're not?
I'm a legal alien.
Okay, so you do
not vote for the presidency.
Okay, can you vote for local elections?
I'm not sure. so I never have, just to be sure.
There's, that's certainly not something you could resolve with a phone call. So
no, you couldn't find out pretty easily.
Oh, I could, but I'd choose not to.
I'm laughing, and part of me is, yeah, that's okay. It's what you choose to do.
Yes, sir.
It's all good. Here you are on the show. You've managed to stay involved in this show for...
Yeah, how's that happened?
I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
You're part of the family.
Uh-oh.
We decided long ago that we were brothers. Bob was our surrogate father, I would say. And
I'm your surrogate father?
Yeah, isn't that how that works?
I don't really care about being anyone's father.
Really?
It doesn't really do much for me.
That makes sense.
869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. We have Richard Konsum on the show today. He is the new executive director of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. And there's a lot of questions to ask Richard. He's been around this state a long time. I got to know him when he was an administrator in the KU athletic department. And so, Richard... we'll have some questions for Richard Konsum.
Yes, we better.
And congratulations to him for this new position. And then later in the show at 3:25, we'll break down some of the area's top football games tonight with Joanna Chadwick from Vite Magazine. Jeff's put out his top five games, KWCH's top five game. I hope you go through the proper channels.
No.
Well, I hope you talk to some of the people at Catch at Kansas.
No, absolutely.
So you're not just this loose cannon out there putting stuff out that they may not agree with.
Oh, I'm part of the team. They don't. It's all good.
Well, if it's his story that he's running and they're his top five games, what's wrong with that?
Well, because they posted on Catch at Kansas. Wouldn't you think that the Catch at Kansas staff, do they have an editor now, a leader?
TJ is our sports director.
Is he? Well, I thought they used to have a guy that kind of oversaw Catch at Kansas.
That's basically what TJ is.
Well, but so they didn't replace that other guy.
Hendo?
Hondi, Hendo.
Hendo's over at Cake now.
Uh-oh.
Nah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, your boy jumped ship?
We've made a decent trade with Cake.
Yeah, we'll see.
We sent over a few pieces to them. They sent one back to us. We probably came out ahead.
It's the revolving door of local television.
Interesting.
Which has been revolving ever since I can remember.
That's right.
You remember the Susan Peters transaction from KWCH to Cake back in the day. You may not remember that.
Oh, she was at Cake when I started working there, when I was there for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And then we had Lily Wu from Cake to KWCH to Mayor, which is a path that most take.
So basically you're just like an in-between person that they just had to stop in at?
I guess so.
Saying? Yeah. You know, it changes all the time.
It's crazy. I don't understand it, but good for them.
So yesterday, Jeff texts me, Shohei hit one about, what did you say?
I think I said six miles.
I didn't see it. I tuned over to the game. I saw his 50th home run, which he took the other way and hit it out to left. And then I said, surely they're going to take him out of the game now. I switched away. And I was looking at social media, and he gets one more bat and hits another one into the upper deck in right field. Three home runs, two doubles, a single, 6-for-6, 10 RBI, 51 homers.
Stolen bases.
52 stolen bases for the season. I ask, and I think I know the answer, is that the greatest single season anyone's ever had?
Single season or single game?
Single season, first of all.
I don't know, because he hasn't played the field. That's the only thing that you would take away from Shohei. But other than that, I mean, it's
offensively
probably just about the best offensive season anyone could have, stealing 50 bases.
How many bases did Barry Bonds steal when he hit 73?
Probably not that many.
I had an advantage because when he was stealing.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He had a built-in headlight so he could see ahead of him.
That's not your worst.
Yeah, it was. When it was one of the worst.
When he hit 73, he had 13 steals.
Oh, I've built that into an incredible shtick. How many?
13.
Okay.
He was also 36 years old.
Right.
Do you know there's only two players in the history of the game before Shohei to have 50 homers and 50 steals?
Of course I knew it.
In a season in
Brady
their
Anderson and Barry
entire
Bond.
Careers. Yeah, you saw that email.
Yeah, yeah, and you're trying to act like, well, I've got some inside information.
I thought I did. I thought that was sent just to me, but guess not. Thanks, Jack.
Our friend Jack Oliver sends us sports information
That's
from
fantastic.
Time to time. And it's always good. We always appreciate it. But anyway, you know, Matt Carpenter in a game against the Cubs not too long ago, 2018, he had three homers and two doubles in that game, and he voluntarily went to the bench in the sixth inning. This is through the sixth inning. Carpenter had three home runs and two doubles in a game against the Cubs and didn't bat again.
No.
At his own choosing. Would have been fun to see him come up. What if he'd had a fourth homer? I mean,
anything could have happened.
You don't know.
Shohei got thrown out at third, barely, on one of his doubles. So can you imagine the cycle, three home runs? 10 RBIs, two steals.
Oh, it's a historic
the stupidest game.
Game
ever, if he had done that.
And he's going to be in the playoffs, and really, as famous as he's been, and he is, and as great a player, this will be the first time for a lot of people to really see him.
True. He's so good. I mean, it's not even... there aren't words. There are no
and
words.
To think... that your Los Angeles Angels,
my
Judah, yeah,
my angel
had Ohtani, Trout, and Pujols, and played in three playoff games. That's you should be ashamed.
I'm ashamed. I don't know what I was thinking, although I was just told about it 30 seconds ago.
You remember?
Yeah,
but
those great Angels teams.
If you were going to talk about the greatest player of the 21st century, you'd talk about those three, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they'd be right up there.
They might be 1, 2, 3.
Very well could be.
And they played on the same team. Now, Pujols started to incur a downside a few years into his Angels career, but he was still okay. He still... you know, league average or better for a while. Trout was top of the world. And Shohei, how many years did they all get together? Three or four?
Probably. Yeah, maybe.
About that, I would think.
And never those three never got to a playoff game together. Never reached the postseason.
How's that possible?
I don't get it.
How's it possible? Was that pitching that bad?
Pitching was not good. They didn't really have anybody else in that lineup. And like I said, Albert Pujols was not the Albert Pujols of his first 11 seasons in St. Louis.
True. 18, 19, 20, and part of 21.
Well, there you go.
They were all together.
Ridiculous.
Do you think if Shohei retired tomorrow, they'd change the Hall of Fame rules for him?
No.
So you don't have to play 10 years and just put him in?
Well, he might be the greatest player in history.
Dude, you just say no out of hand?
His first response was no.
No, why? They're not going to change it for everybody else. And no, I don't.
You
think
can
so.
Change it for one person.
I don't think that's right.
Oh my goodness!
Does he deserve to be there? 100%. Yeah,
then
I'm
he
not
should be there.
That. But if the parameters put in place for it, then you got to deal with
yeah,
those.
Yeah, but he's going to play 10 years.
I understand that.
So why ask? That's like asking,
because
you know, who's the best rookie this year?
Well,
should they
anything
change?
Anything can happen. What if he has a career-ending injury?
Well, then
what
too
if
bad.
He gets hit by a bus?
That's part of sports.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
He won't lose any sleep over it.
He might be dead if he gets hit by a bus.
Like I said.
He won't lose a wink of sleep.
And it won't matter then, will it?
He'll get the most sleep he's ever got.
Why'd that question come up?
Because it's an interesting question. He'd be the only person I would ever even think. If he retires tomorrow after this, I think, is his seventh year, he's in the Hall of Fame.
How many years does Judge have?
Not probably about the same.
And he's much older. Shohei's what, 27, 28?
It's like 28.
Judge is 32. Are we going to...
This is Judge's ninth year.
Okay, so he'd need to play next year.
Yeah.
Which we... What if he didn't?
No. What? No for Judge.
No for Judge?
No for Judge.
He has the American League record in home run.
Don't care. Shohei, yes. Nobody else. Only Shohei.
What do you think of that, dude?
Only Shohei gets that.
Like I said, just no. It's ridiculous.
No for Judge.
Right.
I wish he was here right now.
If you change the game as much as Shohei has and do things no one else has ever done, then something nobody else has ever done,
Judge has done
should be done for you.
Judge has done that.
No, he didn't.
Nobody else has ever hit that many home runs in the American League.
In the American League.
Nobody else has ever hit that many home runs without being a Christmas tree.
We got to qualify it. We got to say the American League. We got to say this. Nope. We got to say that.
You know what? Without performance-enhancing drugs, Aaron Judge would be the all-time leader in single-season home
runs. I don't know that.
I do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Are you telling me you don't think Barry Bonds took performance?
I'm not saying I don't know how many home runs they helped him
hit. Are you telling me Sammy Sosa never took them?
I'm saying I don't know how many home runs.
Mark McGwire admitted it.
And I don't know. He hit 49 as a rookie. There's plenty of worlds where he hit 62 or 63 home runs in a season in his career.
Well, I'm just ashamed that you carry my last name with that kind of thinking.
What's the thinking?
The thinking is that you're giving them a green light.
No, I'm putting one guy in the Hall of Fame who's not eligible. If that were to end up being the case. Shohei goes in, that's it.
Should Bonds be in?
Of course. But that's not the argument
like
we're having
knife
right
to
now.
To the back. Like even my ancestors, I could feel them.
I bet your dad would want Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
I could feel them twitching.
Don't you?
When you said that.
Twitching?
Twitching.
Twitching?
Twitching. You know what a twitch is?
Like this? Is that a twitch?
Yes.
Yeah, then I know what it is.
My God. Try to follow along.
Well, you asked him a question. His opinion was yes. He should be in there.
What do you think?
Uh-oh.
I honestly think, yeah. Because everybody in that era was probably doing it. Not everybody. I take that back.
There's but plenty of guys, I'm sure, already in who have done it.
Exactly.
Name
you
one.
I'm not going to
name one, but you say no Hall of Famer has ever used performance-enhancing drugs. That's quite the limb to go out on.
I'm saying that it hasn't been validated or proven.
Well, for a lot of guys, it hasn't.
Here's a second day in a row for Skinnerd. Hello, Skinnerd.
Yeah. Hey, am I a loyal listener?
No, we love you, Skinnerd. We love you.
Okay, I got a few points, so don't disconnect me, Bob. First off,
well, I do have a guess. You always call it the end of a segment.
How did Anthony get this gig in the picks? I hear him on other radio stations.
He's fired. Thank you. Next question.
Good point. Thank you for outing him.
Who is the last guy to hit below the Mendoza line and drive in 100 runs? I've never
Schwarber.
Researched it. Is he the only
last
guy to
year.
Ever do that? Or you are right, but is he the only one to ever do that?
Probably.
That's a good question.
I mean,
and
maybe
I would guess yes.
Dave Kingman or Rob Deere or somebody like that, maybe.
I've never researched it. And then
getting on with it.
KU Pat yesterday. You know, you got to agree with me. He has belly ached about KU over the years, threatening to discontinue season tickets and griping about DeJuan Harris, et cetera. Well, I finally figured out where he lives, the 1000 block of South Broadway. All right, you guys, have a good day. And
that was,
thank
glad
you.
You're in the
that was a good
there,
callback.
Dude.
Thank you, Skinnard. That was relatively funny.
Well done.
And I'm not going to get involved in any feud between KU Pat and Skinnard.
I like it.
Not going to do it.
Good job, boys.
Here's Richard Consum, the new executive director of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Richard, hello. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and thanks for playing music from my high school era.
There you go. We knew. Well, we got to get our guests in the right frame of mind. So okay, I know the Bee Gees does that. So I will admit I was a little bit taken by surprise. I think it has to do with I just kind of figured you had moved on from all of this, that you were content in your life, and I guess I didn't know that you would want to get back into the rat race. And the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame has been without an executive director for a little while. So the first question is, what enticed you to take on this position?
You know, about a year and a half ago, they approached me about coming back on the board. And I had been on the board for many years, primarily when I was working at KU and then at Benedictine. And so I said, yeah, I was interested in doing it because I was retiring in December of 22 from Rockhurst. And I thought this would be a good thing to stay in touch with sports and all that. And then, you know, a year and a half later, we're working through it. And I'm thinking, boy, we really need to get to going here with some leadership. And we had been quite a while without an executive director. And the opportunity came about because we were going to move the event, the induction ceremony this year to Topeka. And they said, well, we'll do that. And I thought that was the right thing to do, but we need somebody to run that event. And so it kind of fell on my lap. And then that led to, well, why don't you just do this full time? And so I'm excited to do it.
Yeah. How much do you feel like your history with the Hall of Fame helps you in becoming its leader? And then I guess, how do you go about deciding the type of people you want to surround yourself with? Is it important that they have a similar level of experience than you do, or do you want to surround yourself with maybe newer people? How do you kind of gauge that?
Well, I want to surround myself with Hall of Famers. I mean, I think the best thing you can do as an organization is always surround yourself with good people. And we had a hiring philosophy that I always used and worked with Bob Frederick on many, many hires that we made. And then when I became AD, the same thing. And the very first thing was you hire a good person. And if you hire a good person, then you solve 95% of your problems because other people can learn and train. So I don't care age, status, anything, hire a good person. As far as background, I do hope that my history and knowledge of both Kansas and sports, and particularly the Sports Hall of Fame and where we've gone from the Watkins Museum in Lawrence that was basically back in a closet to opening the building in Abilene where we were in a bank building to, you know, moving to east side there in Wichita. And I hope that does help in knowing where we did it right, where we've faced challenges, and where we can improve going forward.
Well, you said you're wanting to retire, but then you take this on. I can't see this being a leisurely retirement gig that you have. What exactly, when it comes to the day-to-day things and everything that you could tell the listeners here, that a lot of things that you have to do and look at in order to do this correctly?
Well, one, you have to be customer service oriented, and so we need to respond. We're primarily a web-based Hall of Fame at this point. You know, we do have the boathouse, and there are some limited events there, but it's really not open to the general public on a daily basis there at the boathouse. So our inquiries come through contacts on the website. And then what I need to do right now, I mean, the number one target focus today is we're going to have our induction ceremony October 13th in Topeka, and we've got 12 people, great class going in this year. And we've got to pull that off and hit a home run with that event. We've had great work and success with board members and others since June, getting sponsorships, ad sales and all that, and we're way ahead of where we have been the last several years. And, you know, basically post-pandemic, so this is a fresh start. So the number one priority is have a great induction ceremony and get some momentum going. And then from there, we've got to analyze, you know, how we go about our process of selecting individuals. Because one thing I hear, and as soon as that announcement was made yesterday, I started getting all kinds of emails. You need to get my uncle in. You need to get my dad in. You need to get this coach I had in. So there's a lot of that, and we have to have a really good process of how we're going to, every year, select a class, because there's a lot of deserving people out there, and it's really hard to compare in different categories. So we've got to come up with a process that does that. And then we've got to look at, I mentioned the website, how can we enhance and upgrade that? We've got to look at our facility and, you know, do we have the proper place? Do we have a good brick and mortar facility? What kind of displays, you know, do we need to have? I have an interest, and again, I work for the board now, but I have an interest in some traveling exhibits. I think it's important for us to be out in the state of Kansas at various events. Last week's State Fair comes to mind, Shrine Bowl games, state championships, events where we can be in contact with, you know, fans, Kansans, constituents who have a great interest in sports. And it's not exactly like Field of Dreams where if you build it, they will come. We've kind of found that out in both Abilene and to a degree in Old Town there in Wichita. That we need to be a little more proactive on getting out to our constituents and take our message to them.
Talking with longtime athletic administrator Richard Consum, spent many years at the University of Kansas. Richard, one of the first things I did, because I'm a honk for the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, I was on the board for a little while. And I decided that I really wasn't contributing what I would like to contribute, and I stepped away from that. But I always get on the phone with our mutual friend Harold Bouchard, and we talk about the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame quite often. And things that I'm curious about, you've kind of addressed the brick-and-mortar part of this, the display part of this. People, in my opinion, need an opportunity to go pay homage to these Hall of Famers and learn their stories. So can you touch more on that? Is the ceremony, the Hall of Fame ceremony, which has been at the Kansas Star Casino for a few years and is moving to Topeka, is that going to be floating? Have any of those decisions been made? Are you in the process of just taking everything in and reevaluating every aspect of the Hall of Fame?
I think we need to evaluate all the aspects on how we've done business. I had attended the last two at the Kansas Star Casino. One year we had a really large contingent of inductees that were associated with Emporia State. And the next year we had a group that was associated with Pittsburgh State. And I felt disappointment in our crowds. And I thought, and expressed this to the board, that, you know, we would have been a lot better off had we hosted the one year in Emporia. I think we'd have drawn bigger crowds and all that. And the other year, if we'd have hosted it in Pittsburgh. And so my approach as a board member this year, when we went through the process, was let's select our class and then let's see if there's some kind of geographic location that makes sense for the people we're inducting. And, you know, as we did this year's class, it was a pretty good mix of KU and K-State folks. Our one outlier was Annette Wiles, who's from Fort Hays State, but she's the facility director at Hummer Park in Topeka. And, you know, we had Mark Turgeon, Topeka native, so Topeka really made sense. My recommendation to the board now as executive director, it will be, let's look and see our classes each year and let's see what makes sense. And we don't necessarily have to have a single induction ceremony. We could have a ceremony where we have four or five people out of a class of 10, and then maybe we go somewhere else for the others. You know, I've tried over the last month to really research what other states around us have done. And, you know, Missouri is an example of they have multiple ceremonies and events. I've also looked at the traditional sit-down, roundtable, banquet, listen to people give speeches, and have looked at what other people have done and said, you know, a lot of people are kind of moving away from that and copied very much the College Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony, where it's more of a reception, food lines, mix and mingle for an hour, hour and a half, and then go into a theater-style seating where you have someone interview the inductees who are going into class, and that way you keep it on track and on focus a little bit more. And because you often, you've got a class of 10, you're going to have some really polished speakers, and you're going to have some people that aren't really interested or they don't feel very comfortable standing up there speaking. So let's get in more of an interview format and go that direction. So, yeah, I'm very open to moving it around where it makes sense, where we can impact and touch the most people, and not necessarily limit it to a single event. Now, if it's more than one event, that's more work for me, but I'm good with that. I want the most people to have the opportunity to be recognized, be celebrated by the people who are their friends, admirers, who they were heroes for, and make the most impact.
Well, I think it all sounds very positive, and we'll be pulling for you. You've got the endorsement of Harold and myself, so you're off to a flying start, Richard.
Well, thank you very much. That means the world to me.
thanks very much for coming on the show today, and we'll get you on again. Again, the big ceremony, the 2024 induction of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame coming up on October 13th in Topeka. Richard Konzum is our guest, the new executive director. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. There you go. Richard Konzum. I like some of those ideas. I think it needs a fresh look.
Fresh coat of paint.
That is kind of a good idea, the interview process a little bit. That way, I think that's a good one.
Yeah. What if you were to get in and people tried to interview you? I'd hope you'd do it a little better than you do on this show.
I don't know. This show has really set me up for really good things.
How do you feel
obviously.
About this, Jason? I'm not losing any sleep.
Yeah, is it time to go to bed?
Where do you go to dinner?
What would you say? Can we practice that? I want to see how you would handle.
I don't know. I'd have maybe if I ever.
No, let's practice right now.
If I ever get in, we'll practice.
No, we're practicing now for so you to get in.
We're probably never going to have to worry.
It'll be way too late once you've already gotten.
It'll be awesome.
Here's KU Pat, who's been holding. Hello, Pat.
Hey, you know, the last thing I want to do is get into a running feud with a fellow retired postman. It would be a mess match as far as I'm concerned. But I want to remind...
In whose favor?
I would be. It wouldn't even be close. It'd be like a prize fight. They'd have to stop it. But I put my money where my mouth is. I've had season tickets since 2003. Now, I gave them up for a couple of years, the last year of Beatty and the 2 years of Les Miles. But I've been there through the good years and the bad years. Funny, I've never seen Skinner at a game So I don't think you want to go there, Skinner. And Duda, not that you need my approval, but you go ahead and bet against KU. I'm never going to get on you again. The very few times you've taken KU, they've lost every time. So I think you're right in what you're doing. So no more grief from me on that subject.
Well, you took
you're off the
Virginia
hook.
Tomorrow, so there
well,
you go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. They had a good year last year, but I don't know what's happening. I thought they'd
yeah,
be better than
either.
They are.
There's still a lot of season
until
to go.
Until they prove me wrong, then I'll just go with what I think I need to do.
No, I agree with you, and I want to nominate you for the Kansas Hall of Fame for your football picking.
Well, I would have to be in this year then.
That might actually get him in because the hockey stuff doesn't appear to be working.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Pat. There you go, KU Pat and Skinner. Embarking on what seems like an electronic feud.
Oh,
here.
I like it.
I can't
wait to hear from Skinner right. on Monday.
So we've got KU. We mentioned KU. We mentioned K-State. But you know you're not going to be able to resist the urge to look into what the Eagles do, what their set list is, how the show goes. Mention John David Souther?
Here's the real question. All the
amenities that come with this beginning of another chapter
I'll
in
have
the
to
Eagles'
stay up till
legacy.
About 1 a.m. to find all that out,
and you'll do that.
I probably will. I'm not going to say I'm not. But here's the question that it all comes down to: if they're playing the same show, the same songs, same order, is it worse to find that out tonight? Or when I go in a month?
It's worth to find it out tonight because you want to know.
No, worse. Is it worse to find it out tonight and be disappointed now for a month or be disappointed at the show?
You know, Jeff, it's not going to be a secret from you for a month.
There's no way you won't
you're,
be
you're
able
not
to.
Gonna, oh, you, that's ridiculous.
You will go find it, figure
I
it out.
I can avoid things like you've never even
no, you
heard
can't.
Of.
You can't avoid that. You know what? Now I'm issuing a challenge.
Uh-oh. Well, now I'm going to not accept.
Right, exactly.
There
What's
it is.
What's your challenge?
If you can go the time between now and your trip to Las Vegas to see them and really not know what the set list is or not having partaken in any of the banter that happens on social media, then I'll pay for your gas.
Well, we're flying, so
well that's good.
To,
that's a lot
then
of gas.
I'll pay for your meals.
Okay. Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll think about it.
What do you think, dudes?
He's gonna think about it.
But do you think there's any way?
None. Zero.
It's the safest bet I've ever made.
Probably. There's no way. 30 days? No.
We're gonna be eating out in Las Vegas, so that's gonna cost $500-$600
a day.
My curiosity is high. I want to know what they do. I want to know if there's a change. I want to know what it looks like. Everything. I mean, there's no way you can go a month without that.
I don't know if I want to watch the clips though. That's the part I really want to see for the first time is what it looks like inside there.
Jeff, you cannot avoid it.
I can.
No way.
But will I? That's the question.
No, you can't.
I can.
You won't.
I might not.
You won't. Even I know
it's
that.
It's a sphere. I don't know if I want that spoiled. That
you'll look tonight. And if you don't look tonight, it's the first thing you'll do tomorrow
Sometimes
morning.
Sometimes, dudes?
Yes. There's no question.
Sometimes when people are putting the set list up online, sometimes they do it all at the end. And you see the whole set list. Sometimes they go song by song, like they did this song and now they did this one. And if I see Seven Bridges Road, Take It Easy one of these nights, I might not look at the rest of the set list. So we'll really have to see how it goes.
And then the other thing is you're going anyway. So what does it matter?
Do I want to be surprised?
At what?
You're not going to be surprised.
They haven't changed anything.
They might for this. They might not
the
for this.
The Eagles at the Sphere will be heavily publicized. You will not avoid it.
I can avoid clicking on stuff.
You can't. What you... okay, here's a headline, Jason. Eagles open Sphere with a surprise.
I gotta click.
You think Jeff can avoid that?
Not a chance.
You're killing me.
See what the Eagles have done that no one expected. You think I'll wait a month.
That'd be like a month is a long time. That was one of the worst decisions I've ever made. Was to wait to go to the October shows. It was a well intentioned but bad execution.
Don Henley appears to want to go out with a bang. You're gonna not read that?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Yes, you are.
Well, I don't know what he's gonna do. It's anybody's guess.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, because my anniversary is in October. The day after the Eagles show, I said, hey, we can go for our anniversary. Dumb.
Let's get to Frank on the IHOP hotline. Hey, Frank.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, man, another voice from the past.
Wow,
from the
way old back. School.
Yeah, I heard Skinner. And then I was hearing about the Eagles. I was like, man, did y'all miss it? That's 50-year-olds at winger at the Cotillion. That's going to be awesome. I mean,
who's going to be
winger?
Yeah,
winger.
There you go.
That's something.
Yeah, that's something, I guess. So, hey, do you think the Royals are going to give up this? Are they going to lose this?
They'll get into the playoffs. They need to figure out how to play a little better. Their remaining schedule is San Francisco at home. And then the Nationals and the Braves on the road. The Braves are in a dogfight. Right now they're losing that dogfight. So those games could be really, really meaningful for both teams. But you got to beat the Giants at home, and then you got to go to Washington and try to figure out a way to win two or three there.
Well, you just got to hope that Mackenzie Gore is not pitching one of them. But, I mean, what do you think – what do you Duda, I mean, all y'all, what do you think of the Nebraska? What do you think about Nebraska football? Are they back?
Well, we'll let Duda answer that.
I wouldn't say they're back. They're not back to Nebraska as they were 20, 30 years ago. Would I say they're maybe on the right track? Yeah, but it takes time to get back to Nebraska.
It doesn't take any time.
It'll take a little time. Well, that's true. I'll give you that. In today's world, with the NIL, and you throw enough money at enough good players, you could probably get them there.
Yeah, I think personally with the NIL and how the way it's spread out and everything, it's like crazy with college football. It's just like you're good one day or not good the next year. You know, it's like
Nebraska has to go to Ohio State and to USC, so two very difficult games.
And honestly, Bob, in the strangest situation was like when they first originally moved from the Big Ten and left the Big 12, I was like, that was a bad decision. I mean, the way that they played their football then and now, the way that football is played now, it's like you just throw it all over the park and get a quarterback and we'll see what happens. So,
Frank, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger.
Good to hear from you, and take care.
All right, there you go, Frank. Longtime caller, going back to the my days on Sports Daily. You used to answer a call from Frank at least three times a week.
Oh, he called frequently. I don't know about three times a week, but he was in he was in quite a bit.
Pretty frequent. Is he a former World Series of Faceoff winner?
I believe, yes, he is.
I believe he is. Skinner not. And he blames me for that.
Well, it was your fault, so.
No, not really.
It was. You missed an answer that he got that would have won the competition.
No, it wouldn't have won it. It wasn't the finals.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was, my friend.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
And it wasn't the, I don't even know the details of it.
I do.
What happened?
He guessed it was an ABA category, and it was the finals. And it was at Side Pockets, and he guessed Melvin or Marvin Bad
Marvin
News.
Marvin Bad News Barnes.
Yeah. And that was a correct answer to whatever the category was, and you did not see it on whatever information sheet you had and counted it incorrect.
Well, now you're making it sound like I did it on purpose.
Did you?
No, you didn't.
Of course not.
You didn't do it on purpose, but you did take a championship away from our friend Skinner.
Well, I bought him dinner. I gave him a prize.
He seems to be still okay with you.
Yeah, he's fine with it. Still, let's just stop talking about
referees.
It. And don't ever bring it up again.
I think you brought it up.
You did bring it up.
Shut up, Duda.
Just being honest. I'm sitting over here.
We're going to take a break. Jason has a game he's been working on diligently here.
Is it gonna
password?
No. I didn't have time for password today.
All right.
I'll get password next
Friday. I've got
a
little quiz for you coming up.
Oh, good.
We'll get it done.